think it's a real opportunity. I mean, first of all, in terms of the scale of the development that's happening there, the town centre of Croydon, you're looking at a similar amount of development to the building of the Olympic Park happening there over the next sort of 5 or 6 years. And as you say, the third London Westfield is due to open there in a few years' time. We've got second London Box Park coming there. So I think historically, Croydon has had a sort of reputation problem, but it's changing very fast. As you say, the property is significantly cheaper than the London average. It's incredible transport connections to the city and to the West End. And also, because it's on the edge of the North Downs countryside, it's also one of London's greenest boroughs. So, you know, I'm biased because I've lived there all my life, but I would argue it's a really great place to live, and it's a real opportunity for people that are trying to get onto the housing ladder in London, which is obviously not easy for people at the moment. One of the things in my job in politics is that whenever things go well, although there's lots of good news, it can also have negative side effects to it. And one of that could be sort of rising property prices. But one of the things that I'm particularly passionate about is making sure that we get enough housing built in the borough in order that we don't allow the demand for housing to get far ahead of supply and allow prices to get out of control. Because it's really important to me that people that live in my area that are doing ordinary jobs, working hard, have a chance to own their own home in the way that their parents would have been able to do, and that we don't go back to a society where it's only the sort of very wealthy that are able to get onto the housing ladder.